I was supposed to tell this story about how Kane had this girlfriend that he killed in a car crash. And it was just insane. And it ends up, I'm at a funeral home with a dummy in a coffin.
Oh, my God.
With Kane's mask on, pretending I'm Kane. I'm on top of the coffin having mock sex with this mannequin.
Oh, my God, no.
And
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. And Vince is yelling at me, God damn it, do it harder, make more noise and stuff. It's got to be over the top.
I really did. I screwed your brains out.
Let me throw a theory at you. I want to throw a theory at you, and you see it. This is me shitting on AEW again. So
you're gonna throw an Austin at me? Okay.
Like, I think some people are like, well, that debut of Okada over in AEW on Dynamite, that didn't go over like all that hot. The ratings weren't that good, and it kind of went over with a dull, wet fart thud kind of situation. What do you think the odds are? Nicholas and Matthew go up to Tony, and they go, look. We'll take the pin for you on that Sting finale match, but you got to let Okada be in our little group when he comes over. What do you think the odds are that that's what happened?
Is this a FanDuel bet? What are the odds? Pretty good, I would say. Now that you mention it, pretty good. I mean, it just sounds like it would happen. I don't know. It just sounds logical.
It feels like it to me. And it feels like, I don't know, it feels like they cheapened him a little bit by having him just, you know, hey, it's like the greatest guy in the world, a surefire Hall of Famer. I think he's already in Meltzer's Hall of Fame. But let's put him in this thing, which is not like a hot faction or anything. What do you say, boys?
Well, you know, it's not even, to me, that's bad enough. And then to have him come out to, well, I don't know. Something about the timing of it, for one thing. I mean, I don't know. Something about the timing of it, for me, it didn't work. And then you're like, oh, damn, okay, Okada, shit, you know? And then he comes down to the ring and then makes the heel turn. And you just kind of, okay, again, just me. I'm trying to process this. I'm trying to process this whole thing, you know, like,
right.
Wow, they're putting Okada on tonight, and I guess they're going to go for Mercedes in Boston. So I'm trying, like, why would they do that tonight? I guess, and then I'm trying to think in my head all this stuff, and then he makes the heel turn to them, and I'm like, oh my God, what did I just see?
The classic AEW thing is they come out of something that's so good, and they supposedly have momentum, and it's not. They don't have any momentum. Like last year, they come out of the thing at Wembley, and it's like, God, they're on fire. They sold 100,000 seats or whatever at Wembley, and all of a sudden, boom, next thing you know, CM Punk's fired. Pow! Out, and then they kind of just die out the rest of the year. They don't have a lot of momentum. They come out of that thing at Greensboro, sold-out show, million-dollar gate, sell every piece of merchandise within a five-county radius, right? And then you're thinking, boy, this, now they've got some momentum here. This is a big deal. They put on a fucking big show, and nobody can say – it's like – you know, I don't know if it was the greatest pay-per-view of all time, Tony, but it was very good. It was extremely good. And then they come out of it and they have like, oh, these not great ratings. They're under 800,000 for Dynamite. They debut like one of the biggest Japanese superstars of the 21st century, probably the biggest Japanese superstar of the 21st century. And it lands with a thud because they just put him in another half-ass faction. I don't know.
It just everything. I guess my point in all that I was saying is just everything about it was just blah, you know, just like a thud, landed with a thud. That's really the perfect description of it.
They said, you know, I was listening to Cornette last, and they shit all over the AEW pay-per-view, which, you know, didn't hurt my feelings or anything. I knew they were going to, you know, Jimmy was going to shit on Darby Allin crashing through stuff.
Well,
and immediately live when he crashed through that glass, I was like, God, I don't think he needs to do that. That's so unnecessary.
I mean,
but it was still a great match. And
yeah. Oh yeah. And everything.
The FTR match was amazing.
What about everything else? I mean, they were bad mouthing everything else too.
Yeah, he wasn't like really, and I don't know how you shit on that Ospreay Takeshita match, because I thought that thing was.
Please tell me what he said. Oh my God, I cannot believe.
He just wasn't into it. And then
okay, all right.
The women's match was easy to shit on, and I think they liked the FTR match, but the FTR has set such a high bar for themselves that it's difficult otherwise. And then the man meat challenge, which was supposed to whatever that thing was,
that
one he didn't like at all. And it was, I mean, I will say it was kind of bizarre to have Jay White on the pregame when I think Jay White needs to be like on every card near the top, if not at the top. But that's just me.
No, it's not just you.
And I thought that the Eddie Kingston and Bryan Danielson match I thought was fine. But, you know, it's okay. He can think what he wants to think, and he's got
– yeah,
it doesn't change my opinion. I thought I saw a great wrestling card. Now, it does – it kind of weirds me out when I hear Tony Khan calling it the greatest pay-per-view.
Yeah, see, that just –
I don't even know if it's the greatest pay-per-view of the 21st century at the Greensboro Coliseum.
No,
I don't even know if it's that.
It's not. Sorry, it's not.
But it may, I mean, that Ospreay match may end up being match of the year. I'm fully behind that. I mean, yes. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 8 or 9 months, but Jesus, that was a great match.
God, I don't know. I think about Cornette, and he is so dead set on hating AEW. That he's just not even going to look for anything that's good, apparently. And I get it. I was kind of, you know, to be brutally honest, I was almost at that point not too long ago.
Right.
And I would have to think, to be honest, what really kind of brought me out of that. But something.
Bang Bang Gang. The Bang Bang Gang brought you out.
Could have been. But I was very close to being that way. So I understand where Cornette is, but I would have thought that freaking Cornette would recognize that. Like, if I can recognize it, why couldn't he? Why can't he recognize that what he's doing, you know, just shitting on it to shit on it?
Yeah. I mean, it is entertaining to hear him shit on stuff, and he does shit.
Oh, I know. I get that. Yeah.
He does it in quite, but I don't agree with him. I saw what I saw. I was there live. And I'm not like a huge Sting mark, but I certainly appreciate what he's done for the business. And I thought the last match went about as well as it could possibly go.
I
think Lance Storm was kind of like, why did we have to have them do the same gimmick with Toni Storm when somebody comes out in her old gear and then she comes out in her new gear and then do the same thing for Sting? I think he was kind of saying something like that.
That was kind of not really one upping Sting, but kind of
it was like, why are we doing
taking a sparkle off of it a little bit?
Maybe a little bit. I mean,
I didn't think it did. Did you think so?
I didn't think immediately when they came out, because first of all, I thought that was him when his son came out in that blonde.
Well, I thought it was both of them. I mean, like, I thought it was crazy. Sting, and I thought it was Toni Storm, both.
The one that played football in Kentucky, whichever son that is, guy, he looks a lot like a young Steve Borden. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, man.
The other one has the height. He doesn't have the mass or anything like that.
Yeah. He's like a Shane McMahon almost, you know, but not a little more toned, I would think.
They're both, they're both pretty big dudes, but the one that played football at Kentucky, holy shit. He's a big dude. So no, but
accounts, they seem like really good dudes too. You know, like down to earth guys, kind of like,
oh, they do.
Like their dad.
Oh yeah. Colton was sending me those blind items that I sent you.
Yeah.
Let me read these off for people. There's a website I've been going to for like 15 or 16 years called crazydaysandnights.net, and they have blind items mostly about Hollywood, but once in a while they'll get into some wrestling shit. And they posted this one the other day, which was blind item number 6. This former wrestling executive is asking people to move on because he knows he covered for the big boss's sexual perversions. They're not revealing it because it's a blind item. They don't want to get sued, but it feels like Pritchard all the way to me.
I'm going with JR because I saw an interview that I need to go back and look up where he pretty much says those exact words. Golly. People just need to move on. So, I mean, it could be Pritchard. He could have said the same thing, but I'm just, you know, I just so happened to have read that. And he was an exec.
If it goes back to the JR era, back when he was there,
why wouldn't
it? And JR is psychotically not taking the opportunity to shit on Vince all the times that Vince shat on him when he was actually working for him. That's really something.
Well, I don't you think that's just a good old boy thing that's still lingering?
Yeah, but how's that working for you, JR?
Well, at some point,
the pat on the back becomes a kick in the ass.
And it did about JR gives two shits about anything other than what he believes in life and everything, what he decides. And, you know, if people don't like it, screw them.
I mean, get it, and I understand it, and that's fine, and he's been through a lot. I know that his life has changed drastically since his wife was killed and all that stuff, but
at some point,
you got to be somewhat reflective of this shit. You can't just be like, it's a good one. And I did like the fact he signed a new deal with Tony, and he put out there, I think it was on Connie's podcast, I think it's for a year. I was like, you don't know? You have no idea what you just agreed to? There's no idea what the terms of it might be.
It's got to be the age thing, man. I'm sorry.
It's a year.
That's just such a dumb answer.
He keeps sliding me checks to just show up about two or three times a year, and I'll just keep taking them. God damn, Connie.
Why not?
The other blind item, which is very much more interesting.
Yeah.
Blind item number 7, because he does have some AEW shit. That's how I found out that John Moxley didn't just have a drinking problem.
Yeah.
He didn't just puke on some, Svetlana vodka one night.
It wasn't just beverages.
It was a pretty serious overdose, and they had to kind of narc him.
Narc.
Yeah. This blind item says, speaking of wrestling, but in the other organization, this married male wrestler is hooking up with the girlfriend of one of his main rivals. I'll read it again. Speaking of wrestling, but in this other organization, that's going to be AEW. This married male wrestler is hooking up with the girlfriend of one of his male rivals.
That is just vague enough.
I can't.
To try to actually put that together and figure out who it is, but you really can't. You know,
you can't, because it's like the rivalries shift so quickly.
Exactly.
In AEW.
Like, exactly. I mean, their reference to rivalry could not mean our, you know, definition of it, you know?
I know what I hope. I hope it's one of the Jacksons, because that would be fucking hysterical. If it was Matt or Nick Jackson and they're fucking, I'm trying to think who they would be fucking at this point. They just get rid of Sting.
I just don't
Darby Allin's not married.
I don't think it would be them.
God, I would hope it was. I wish it was.
You know who I'm thinking of? Who the first person I thought of? And
who'd you think of?
Who's been in the news with a bunch of crap on him lately?
Jericho?
Yeah.
Who are his main rivals, though?
Well, there you go. I mean, pick one.
Who does he feud against? Right now, he's not been in a feud with much of anybody. I mean, it could just be Guevara again. He could just be banging.
I thought about him, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, but then, you know what? I'm such a nice guy. I'm such a glass half full guy.
You are a nice guy.
I was thinking, man, Sammy Guevara, there's no way it could be Sammy, but he is not going to F this up again.
Well,
you know, there's no way. Maybe
he got suspended for something other than hitting the finisher when he wasn't supposed to.
God, you are reading my mind tonight, dude. You are on a roll. That's the first thing I thought of. Like, wow, he's on a suspension. Okay, hold up.
And then I was thinking Brian Danielson, but I don't think Eddie Kingston's married. I don't think he would be doing anything with anybody there.
I just don't. Maybe. I mean, I guess anybody's capable, but I just couldn't
picture Daniel. And Adam Cole and Britt Baker are not married, right? I don't think they're betrothed.
Hmm. Okay. Hold on. Hold up. Hold up a second. who's some of Adam Cole's rivals?
Well, recently, who's he been going with? I don't know. Who's he been? Well, he's been out.
Yeah, he's been out, so it's hard to.
Wasn't it MJF really before them? But MJF's not.
Yeah, it's MJF. He's not married, is he? Or
no, he's not married.
Then anyway.
Although I've seen the pictures of him and Alicia too. They make a fine couple. If that's what he's going to do these days.
Yeah, I mean, if I was him, I would not blame him if he decided to do that at any point in time. But I just couldn't remember if he was or not.
Promotion needs right now is to have something like that. This would be beyond a nuclear blast, because you're getting all the shit from backstage about people not doing what they're supposed to do, and they want to come up with finishes, they want to challenge the booker, they don't want to do this, they don't want to do that. You're getting all that shit now, and if they have something like this with somebody banging somebody else's girlfriend, that this promotion could go, this will be blown sky fucking high.
Well, And you know, and here I'm really trying to figure this out here while we're doing this. It's impossible to try to do, but I'm going to try to figure this out. I'm going to break it all down. I'm going to look at the possibilities. Not right this second, but after we're done. But another thing is, why would it? It would have to be somebody on the like upper kind of tier of AEW. Why would they even mention it if it was somebody like Butcher or Blade or something,
or Jay White or something? I think it's like, I think it's like a well-known guy. It's like a Chris Jericho level superstar that people would know, like a Bryan Danielson level superstar. Some of the guys that are really the biggest guys in the promotion, somebody up in that echelon. But God, please let it be one of the Jacksons.
And I don't know who all is married and who all is not. I know some of them, like Brian Cage, of course, we know he's married, but I cannot imagine that he would
up. You know, the Jacksons are married. You know, Brian Danielson's married. You know, Chris Jericho's married. Those are all people who are married.
And Guevara, of course.
Guevara, golly, that would be that. You're right about him fucking that up again. Holy,
now, I mean,
if he does that again, and then oh my god, they would just have to absolutely 100% turn him straight heel. He could never be anything but 100% straight heel ever,
ever. And you know, you think about it, he was, I don't know, you know, he came back and you know, Ty was still, I guess, out. I don't know if she was traveling around. I don't know. Maybe she was, but I was going to say, you know, that if she was kind of hanging at the house with the baby and he's out doing, I'm just trying to solve a mystery. Okay.
Can you imagine if Sammy Guevara could be the kind of guy that would go out and bang some other chick while his wife's at home with the baby? Yeah, I can imagine that. I can imagine Sammy Guevara being that kind of guy. I really can.
I don't want to think that, but yeah, I can.
In order, the absolute best would be Jericho. Jericho would be the 100% best one for me, because the way him and his wife have had each other's backs on this January 6th MAGA shit, and for that marriage to be blasted apart by him banging somebody would be like so, God, it would be the greatest of all time. It'd just be so fucking great.
Well, it would seal the deal on a lot of, I wonder if that's true or not stuff.
It would. And then number two would be, of course, the Jacksons. If either one of the Jacksons are like, if both of the Jacksons tag team somebody, literally, that would be the best.
Yes.
The best, Jerry. Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if Dax and Cash are married.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the Jacksons were banging either Dax or Cash's girlfriend, depending on which one of them has a girlfriend.
Well, I guess they could have a girlfriend, yeah.
God, that would be amazing. Oh, that would be fucking amazing. Woo! Cash is gonna have to pull a gun on somebody else. Holy shit.
Edge and Matt Hardy both line two.
Is this the weakest WWE Hall of Fame lineup ever?
I think that's a pretty easy answer, don't you think? If it's not, it is right there at it. If it's not, it is neck and neck with the bottom.
Muhammad Ali.
I'm sorry. No disrespect. No disrespect to US Express and everybody. No,
Muhammad Ali is a great idea. Muhammad Ali was also a great idea, like when he was alive, too. If you could have just managed it when he was alive, that would have been fantastic.
When he was, when WrestleMania, wasn't it WrestleMania? I'm assuming he was there, if I'm not mistaken. What? In like WrestleMania 5 or something?
For one.
One. There's WrestleMania 1.
He was the guest referee, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it's been like 40 years, 50 years since he's been on. Why not so now?
You could have put him
Why
in not at now? Any point.
I mean, come on.
At any point this century, it would have been fine, you know. And then, he's dead. Okay. We missed some of the heat of him of doing it like the year after he died.
Why would we do it then?
Yeah, right. And then the U.S. Express.
Okay. All right.
I'll do respect to Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda.
I understand where you're going with this.
I'll do respect.
I swear I do. Yes.
I happen to think that Barry Windham was one of my favorite wrestlers during that period of time in the late 80s. When he was amazing. One of my favorite guys.
He was one of my favorite. He was my favorite horseman. I'll just go ahead and say it. Boom.
those 60 minute draws that he was having with Flair, like on that Battle of the Belts. Holy shit. That's a fantastic
match. So underrated.
Match.
So underrated.
Unbelievable.
Don't you think that gets swept under the rug these days? So, I mean, come on.
And if I told you that Barry Windham was going to be a two-time Hall of Famer in the WWE, and you said, "Oh, sure, for himself and for the Horsemen," negative, negative,
no, wrong.
And this, the funny part would be like if they actually put him in as the Widowmaker.
That would be why not at this point? I mean, U.S. Express. I mean, I'd forgotten that damn tag team even existed.
Well, they were the American Express, and the credit card people said, "Hey." And they had to knock that off. And then Heyman, of course, is your headliner. Heyman is your big guy, and he's the guy that you would buy a ticket to see, and there's nobody that's going to be able to follow him.
Right.
But
and he deserves it. Him, no question about that.
They've spread the sandwich with Hellman's. it's just not that great. They still haven't said who's going to induct him, right? They haven't said who's going to induct I mean, there's like five guys that could do it. Bubba would be perfectly acceptable. Dreamer would, to me, be the best selection. Taz would be perfectly fine. I think all of those people enjoy good status with the WWE. I think all of those would be good. I even think, you know, if Lawler could come back and speak and stand for, you know, 5 minutes, Lawler would be great.
Yeah. You know,
Jerry Lawler, he broke Paul Heyman's jaw one time in Memphis. Did you ever hear that story?
I'm trying to remember. I'm thinking he had a way.
He had a way of paying people back in Memphis. One time when he broke his leg, Jimmy Hart cut this great promo on Memphis TV. It's a classic promo with Lance. And he goes, "Hey, baby, what do they do to sick horses? They shoot them. They shoot them, Lance. He can't make me any money." And when Lawler came back, he broke Jimmy Hart's jaw. Jimmy Hart's got wired, had to eat through a straw for about 6 or 8 weeks. And same thing happened. Heyman did something to piss him off in Memphis, and they got into a thing that was supposed to be a work, and then he broke Heyman's jaw. Because that's the way the business was.
Yeah, that's I was going to say. I guess that's how it works. I don't think I've heard that, though, actually.
So, they need something else. I don't know if this is going to be that when they pull the trigger on the Bray Wyatt thing, since they're putting his dad and his uncle in. I don't know. Honestly, it probably needs it at this point. The lineup probably needs Bray Wyatt in there, I would think.
The list that I saw that was, leaked, had that had him, and there was a person on there that I was not familiar with. I think it was a female.
Okay. Like an old,
it might have been somebody
person,
like a, it wasn't Bull Nakano. Okay. It was somebody else they had in there. And I don't remember the name because I'd never heard of
Midnight Express were never considered.
No, that was not in there. The only Express was US.
That's a pipe dream for your boy. You got the Express part.
Yeah. Just couldn't pull the trigger on the Midnight.
Let me look at the Sports Kita story with the rumors and the confirmed. Well, Nakano, US Express.
I don't even remember where I saw the list now. Well, I was just thumbing through X or something.
Another rumored injury. This does make sense. Haku or Ming, since Tama Tonga is supposedly coming to WWE, so that would make sense if they put Ming in.
Okay. Yeah. I need to hear that.
Was it Leah Maivia? Is that who you were talking about? The Rock's grandmother?
Leah Maivia, yes. And I assumed it was a Rocky Maivia relation.
Yeah. That's the High Chief, Peter Maivia's wife.
His wife, okay.
Who is portrayed on that Young Rock show by a woman. And she was a promoter and stuff. Another name rumored for the Hall of Fame is the great Bray Wyatt. There we go. And there we go. I think they need Bray Wyatt in.
Well, even with him, no disrespect, it's still, I don't know.
Slim pickings.
Just not as glistening and bright as maybe some of the past. I'll just say that.
You know, at some point they have to put Cena in, at some point they have to put The Rock in, but I think they're going to save that for a rainy day. Feels like it's pouring to me, but that's just,
hey man, you know,
just your boy. John Pollock, Brandon Thurston, and Tim Marchman have a new story that confirms that in the Janelle Grant lawsuit, corporate officer number one, Nick Kahn, and corporate officer number two is Brad Bloom. Corporate officer number three is Stephanie McMahon, and corporate officer number four is Brian Nurse, the former WWE head of legal.
Now, and Brian Bloom, was he COO? Is that who he was?
At one point, I think he was.
At one point.
Ann Callis, the lawyer for Grant, confirmed all identities as being accurate. Okay. The story confirms all of them had knowledge that Grant was having an affair with Vince McMahon and or John Laurinaitis. Ooh, that's not good. That's not good. See, I thought Nick Kahn would have enough smarts about him to keep himself separated from this stuff. Which may have been naive on my part because he's just been involved with some Hollywood stuff. And I know there's so much Hollywood stuff that's exactly like this shit, but he's been able to survive out in Hollywood long enough to kind of keep himself insulated or separated from, you know, this stuff.
Right.
This isn't good. And I don't know if Ari's going to have to ask him to walk the plank at some point. That's not great. It doesn't confirm that they knew about the allegedly depraved behavior that came out in the lawsuit. WWE in a statement said WWE takes Mrs. Grant's allegations very seriously and has no tolerance for any physical abuse or unwanted physical contact. Neither Nick Kahn nor Brad Bloom, prior to the lawsuit being filed on January 25 of 2024, were aware of any allegation by Ms. Grant that she was the victim of abuse or unwanted physical contact. Nor does the complaint allege that either had knowledge of it. Okay. Well, that's a somewhat of a thin line.
Somewhat. Because yeah.
Whether or not you're having sex that's not necessarily consensual, there is a power thing that happens that opens up the company to liability based on Mr. McMahon's position in the company and Ms. Grant's position in the company, which would be lower than Mr. McMahon's. Yes. And Mr. Laurinaitis, who had a position that was much higher in the company than Ms. Grant. So there would be an imbalance of power, so to speak. So I don't know. I don't know if, you know, everybody's fair game in this one. I would have thought Nick Kahn would have been untouchable at some point in time. Cause I think Nick Kahn was,
you would have thought
Nick Kahn was pretty much the guy who was instrumental in getting the Netflix deal done. We can get into that in just a moment too, because there's weirdness about that. Well, we might as well get into it now. You know, the deal is that on September 30th, it's over on USA. Right. And you know that it's going to start January, I think, 5th of 2025 on Netflix.
Correct.
So you're thinking, what happens in October and November?
There's a gappage.
December. And the answer is no one knows.
No one really knows. And it's March.
It's like nobody's really aware. Like it'd be hilarious if like the CW stepped up and goes, hey, we'll do it for like 3 months. What the hell?
That might be what happens. Is something like that.
What the hell? We put it on for 3 months. We got nothing else going on Monday night. It'd be good for us. We'll go ahead and promote what's going on Netflix. It's good. That'd be pretty funny. If they just put like a 3 month deal together with somebody.
Yeah. I can't believe it would go away for 3 months. Maybe it will. I don't know.
More on the Vince McMahon story. Stephanie McMahon's role. It was claimed that Grant was part of a WWE executive committee meeting and Stephanie asked her to sit near her. Nurse was the head of legal. Oh, this, you know, the further we go into this, I'm sorry, the worse it looks for Stephanie McMahon. Don't you think?
Yeah, but I really wonder, man, don't you wonder how much she really knew? I mean, yeah. She probably knew. I mean, I have no question, no doubts that she knew that Vince was effing around on his wife, on her mama. And
yeah,
I don't know how much further it goes from there. She probably knows he's just a general asshole. I don't know if she knew about all this, you know, sexually
depraved
stuff that he, I don't know if she was, maybe she did. I can't imagine his being his daughter and finding out about that, about my dad. But anyway, I don't know. I guess I just don't want to think that she knew everything, you know? I don't know.
But the more and more you see, the more it looks like she knew. And then you get into this stuff with Ashley Massaro, and then like she knew all of that.
Yes. I mean,
it's not good.
I know.
It's no bueno.
Yeah, it's really looking like that Ari's just going to have to flush the toilet, man. He's just going to have to put all the dirty paper towels, and wad them up and throw them in the toilet.
It becomes the easiest solution. If you're going to go ahead, and I think Pritchard is done. I think Pritchard is so fucking done. It ain't funny. And I don't really Look, even
if Nick Khan is done, you know Pritchard's done. Oh,
there's no question. If Khan's got to walk the plank, Pritchard is halfway to Houston right now. There's just no way.
They were in Houston and Raw, so he probably just dropped anchor, man.
Hey, remember that flight you were going to take back with it? Not so much. Turns out. I mean, I don't feel particularly sorry with him. He's going to be taken care of. They'll give him a nice severance package. I think he's got a lot of the stock.
He'll be fine.
He's okay. Now, as far as his personal liability and all that, and if they go after him, I don't know.
Oh, by the way, San Francisco 14, Gonzaga 9.
I know, so I lost that one. That's okay.
Just throwing that out there, what I looked up.
I know. I think I turned like $7 or $8 into 42 today on DraftKings. Betting now, gambling now legal, completely legal in North Carolina.
God help us.
It's amazing. I used to have to drive. I don't know if everybody knows. I used to have to drive like 30 miles up to Danville, Virginia, right over the line. And go eat at Buffalo Wild Wings or just get a salad, shop at Aldi. Delightful Walmart they've got there. Also an Ollie's. Good stuff, cheap.
Don't have to do that. Hell of a trip out of it is what you did. You made a little jaunt.
Well, you know, I'm there. Might as well. It's a lovely little town. You can go over here and do this and do that and watch some sports and gamble on some things. But now you just stay home and watch this shit now.
Yeah. Throw it on your phone. Good to go.
So, yeah.
FanDuel's. Hello.
Trouble gambling, call. I want to
call 1-800. You're broke.
I don't even want to know the first guy that made the first bet in North Carolina. I want to know the first guy that called the I'm in trouble hotline. That's what I want. I want an interview with that guy on the local news. All right. Turns out Bobby Jackson of Salisbury called the 1-800 I'm fucked and I just whored out my kid hotline. That's the guy.
Oh, man.
Oh, they got another one. There's another one. This is another one they're enticing us to bet with. Let me see the details on that one.
I saw all kinds of stuff today.
If double your money if either team scores a point on March the 12th, Louisville Cardinals versus NC State Wolfpack. If either team scores a point, Bryant, you double your money.
Let me tell you how my luck runs. I would say, okay, I'm gonna throw my money on Louisville.
It's the first 0-0 tie in NCAA history.
Louisville forfeits. Yeah,
both teams out of the tournament.
The bus breaks down and they can't make it in time.
How much do I have? Can I do the whole? Can I do like $42 in there? No, it's over 40. I think it's 40. What they're limiting to here. No, it's too much. Maybe it's 20. How much are they doing? These fuckers. I think you can do 20. Let's see if they'll let you do 25. They'll let you do 25. We'll let you do 30. Let's see. I'm going to go as far as they're going to let me go. All right, 25. 25 it is.
And what is it? Which one is this?
This is DraftKings.
Four again?
If either team scores a point tomorrow between Louisville and NC State, I win. Okay. I double my money.
Okay. Because
it seems stupid not to let somebody hand you $25.
I'll be rubbing that.
I mean, I don't know anything about
tonight,
gambling,
brother.
Yeah. They got one on FanDuel. If there's a shot on goal in the Carolina Hurricanes, New York Rangers game on Tuesday, you could double your money. They got that.
Jump on that bad boy. Yeah. Right now.
This is how they're fucking enticing us. And I know they're doing it, but I'm still falling for it.
Well, I just wish they would make it more blatant.
Like, hey, Rubes, time for you to get sucked in. Sue-ee-haw! One of them deals. They're calling these no-brainers. So that's fine by me. I'll go ahead and double my. But they still haven't given us a fucking money line on the Georgia Tech game against Notre Dame. I'm like, I just wanted money line. And they're like, no, you can take the spread. And it's minus 110. No, motherfucker, double my money and I want Georgia Tech to win. Come on. I told my mother the signs that I'm having a gambling problem. This is good. For those of you who don't know, these are the signs that somebody you know or love is having a gambling problem. First of all, if they ever tell you I'm quitting my job and you go, you shouldn't do that. They go, no, you don't understand. I have a system. If they do that, they're addicted to gambling. Number two, if they put the shit on a credit card, don't ever let them put it on a credit card.
Ooh.
Done. Say you're just, that's donezo. Number yeah. three is if you bet on preseason anything.
Yeah. Come on.
You're
man.
A gambling addict.
Yes.
Those are my three signs. And if they yeah, ever, and as yeah, I'm, as I'm playing this sign. Today, as I'm playing this today, along with millions of my fellow Tar Heels, how about them Tar Heels? And as I'm playing this, along with my fellow North Carolinians today, I'm thinking, geez, if they can work this into wrestling, holy shit. Because I'm watching wrestling, and of course, I'm monitoring the other games, but if they're able to do this somehow with wrestling, I mean, whoever figures it out, if it's Tony Khan, and he's the prime guy to be like doing this, like, hey, we're gonna seal the finishes in a mayonnaise jar at the bottom of a Funkin' Wagnall, whatever.
I was waiting for Funkin' Wagnall, man.
Dated reference lost on today's younger listener.
I'm sorry. It'll never leave my head.
Under a bridge. No, if he ever figures it out and they I mean he could make them so fucking popular. Plus he's already got the DraftKings. I bet they've had some people like, how can we do this? How can we figure this out so that we can legitimacy of it and this will happen? How can we do that?
You know
how can
have.
We possibly they have to. If they I'm whoever figures it out is gonna make a shit ton of money. And you don't have to be a guy who graduated a mediocre state school with a 2.75 GPA to figure that out.
I wouldn't think so. I'm just not a betting guy at all, like I said. But it's like, I don't know if it's all the pre-hoopla has gotten into my head. And I'm like, man, this sounds kind of fun. Well, but I don't know. That's why I'm still, I'm still up in the air about it.
Well, that's why the advertising worked, man, with Gronkowski screaming at you.
Let's go, North Carolina.
We've had a war in North Carolina over the past two or three months with Rob Gronkowski screaming at us and Kevin Hart screaming at us and Jamie Foxx screaming at us on TV.
Really screaming at
us. Just screaming. It's Kevin! It's going to be great! It's Zimba Dumba! Okay. Cool. No problem.
And pretty girls and attractive females. Also,
don't believe it. Oh, believe that, player. Believe that. Back to Stephanie McMahon, what she knew and what she didn't know. The whole thing was
we had to cleanse the palate, folks. Sorry.
Yeah, we had to. According to quarters released by Thurston, the final quarter of SmackDown did a 2.83 million viewers and 1.09 million in 18 to 49, which was a segment with The Rock, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Cody Rhodes. Real lesson on placement, as the show did significantly better this week than last week because of not putting The Rock on first and then having people tune out 30 minutes into the show. What do you think of Rocky getting his face slapped by Cody on Friday?
That was nice. The way it just went dark after that was kind of weird, but yeah, I thought I liked it. I always enjoy The Rock and his mic skills. I'm sorry. I do.
Nah, it's good shit. It's good shit.
But yeah, but I'll tell you what I'm intrigued about. And you tell me if this has crossed your mind at all and like it has mine, but this whole Seth Rollins factor, there's something going on there, I think. They're setting up something for that. And I don't know exactly what it is.
But did you really want to see a tag match? Don't you think a tag match is a big cop out at WrestleMania?
Yeah, but we had the same thing, in the Wembley with Cole and MJF.
It's fair.
I mean, I'm not saying it's any better. I'm not trying to justify it, but I'm just saying we've seen it before. And But I just think the whole, I don't know. I think they're just setting us up or for with Seth and Cody, and somebody's going to turn heel.
But you're getting, but, all the, I mean, you know, I understand what you're saying, because The Rock makes everything entertaining, and they've also teased that he's going to turn on Roman. So that makes it interesting, but it still feels like, I mean, it still feels like a cop out to me. And then Cody was with Michael Cole on Raw tonight.
A cop out. No, wait a minute. Hold on. Like a cop out as far as like trying to fill the space.
Yeah, it should have been Cody against Roman, period. And then they just kind of backed up from that.
Okay.
And then Roman, you know, Rock had to get involved somehow. And then it's like, well, we got to figure out a way to Rocky to get in there. And now we got a tag team match, and it's not for any titles or anything. It's not.
See, I always thought just Rock was going to be at the match, you know, just at ringside and just kind of get involved that way somehow, whether it's against Roman or not. But yeah, I didn't expect the whole tag match. The only thing I can think of, man, don't you think that it's, and I don't know, man, it could really go several different ways, but I guess if Rock's going to turn on Roman, you could have the kind of the question mark happen during that match where you know, Rock does something that's questionable to Roman's, like, it's in his head, like, did he just not tag me? Or, you know, just, you know, so kind of got in his, you know, getting his head like that a little bit. But I don't know. I really don't know. I'm with you, man. I don't know what the real reason is for this match.
And on tonight, it's Jay and Jimmy Uso against each other.
Yeah. We kind of figured that was going to happen, though, right?
Looked like it. And then Gunther against Sami Zayn, but that's not going to be at Mania. That's before then, right?
No, that's Mania. That's a Mania match.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I like Sami. I really do, but I think they missed the train with Sami. I think the Sami train has left the yard.
Were you like me? Were you getting like some Ricochet fever at one point during that thing?
A little bit, but I really thought they were going with Gable, man.
I was starting to believe, man. I really was starting to believe, and then Gable looked good, and
I don't know. We'll see about Sami.
Also announced on Raw tonight, CM Punk will be delivering some sort of promo or something in Chicago in 2 weeks.
He can only appear in Chicago. Y'all don't understand. Okay. Chicago is the only place he will be seen.
It's going to cut way back on the stage for Raw in 2 weeks in Chicago, where CM Punk will be returning. New tickets were put on sale today for seats that had previously been blocked off. They had 12,328 tickets out at the time of the Punk announcement. So they figured out a way to sell more tickets. So God bless them.
Punk is to Chicago as Sting is to Greensboro.
I would guess, but it's not Sting's hometown. There's no, you know,
it was not even home. Sting, his hometown. Like, he may as well hometown. Be. It's East Coast.
It was where Sting was made.
Yeah. That's exactly why they had that match there. Yeah.
John Cena will be shooting the second season of The Peacemaker this summer. That's on Max. And you see John Cena naked at the Oscars?
Yeah, I did.
You sound a little disappointed.
people are like, you're a wrestling fan, right? Yeah. Wrestling
fan. Is that one of those? Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of your boys up on stage, right? Yeah. He was multi-time champion, sure enough. Yeah.
You know, it's fake. Long and fake.
Well, I mean, give him credit. His nakedness is not fake. I mean, it's pretty real. Well, except for the one little marble sock that he had on.
Right. NXT tomorrow has Obafemi versus Brooks Jensen for the North America title, a match where the winner gets the title shot with Joaquin Wilde and Cruz del Toro versus Bronco Nima and Lucien Price, Sean Spears versus Ridge Holland, Ariana Grace versus Gigi Dolan. Oh, are you seeing about some of the interest that Shelton Benjamin is getting out there?
Yeah, yeah. I thought he was done, man. I didn't know he was coming back. I'm glad. I like Shelton Benjamin, dude.
Well, I'm disappointed because I would like to see him in AEW versus TNA. But at the same time, if they could work a program with Nick Nemeth against Shelton Benjamin, that would be amazing if they could do that in TNA.
Why wouldn't they?
It is
right there for the taking.
I'd have those guys all over the place. But then, you know, That's just me. I don't know anything about. They're still missing Scott D'Amore, just terribly over in TNA.
I haven't really watched it since he got the boot.
It's so strange.
Been up with it a little bit, but I hadn't watched it.
Like the talent seemed to have been so like flummoxed by that whole thing, and they just can't recover. And I'm like, I don't know that you guys were. You didn't know you were working for like shady people, like who didn't really kind of know what they were doing.
Yeah,
that one blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah, because Anthem has had them for a while. I mean, it's not like they just bought them last week.
No. Did you see the first episode of Dark Side of the Ring?
Yeah, I did.
Now you got to fill me in because I haven't seen it. What was so bad about John Tenna? What sort of awful things did he do or have been problems in his life?
Okay, well, see, this is where, as much as I love Dark Side of the Ring, this is where we're getting to the point of it's not as much dark as, I don't know. You got Chris Benoit type dark, then you got this kind of dark. This is kind of like foggy. It's not really dark, you know. And the worst part about him, it was just he just got beat up and you know, he ended up having a heart attack basically. And just because he was on the run all the time and his, you know, he just one of those guys that just got beat up a lot and got hooked on. Maybe did he get hooked on? I want to say he got hooked on some drug, but
hooked on phonics. No,
yeah, but maybe not. Maybe not. I think it was just more or less just got, and I think the really more of anything, what I got over, he was just kind of shit on by Vince because you know, well, not literally.
Could you rephrase
that? Did I just say that?
it's so natural. Yeah. Come here. Earthquake. Yeah. I got an earthquake in my bowels. It's a 9.2 on the Richter scale. Oh, there goes gravity.
Oh, man.
That's your contract negotiation, okay. Denta.
Oh, me and my mouth, man. Me and my big mouth.
I gotta tell you, you're shallow.
I set you right up, Vince. Oh, Lord. But, yeah, and it wasn't bad. It was just more sad than bad, if that makes any kind of sense. And I didn't realize he was as young as I thought he was a little bit older than that, but he's only like 43 or something when he passed away.
He was born in 1963. So he died in 2006. So yeah, he didn't quite make it to his 43rd birthday.
Okay.
Good Lord. That is very sad. Yeah.
And he was a real family man. You know, he and his wife met when I think when he was like in Japan or somewhere overseas, and they moved.
Here's the dark side. He once looked at another woman's ass.
No, not at all. No, I mean, no, that wouldn't be it. And I know that for a fact that they claim that he was like, you know, just all but a virgin, you know, just Mr. Good Guy, you know.
Yeah, I think they're running out of material. It's Buff Bagwell this week, by the way.
Yeah, see, you're stepping up into the darkness a little bit, I think, maybe with him.
Well, now, but the redemption part of this story, if everything, and everybody kind of doubts him, but I saw a really good DDP yoga video with him, and it looked like he really was sticking with the program. Not only was he sticking with the program, but he got his old tag team partner, Scotty Riggs, out of homelessness and brought him to Dallas. And got Dallas to get him on the yoga program. Scotty started looking good, got a haircut. Scotty's teeth were all kinds of fucked up, and they flew him out to Colorado to get a dentist to fix his teeth. So not only is Buff like doing good shit, but he's trying to pull other guys out of the hole, right?
Okay. Well, good. Good, good. Because I know you had tried to maybe climb out of the hole a time or two before and kind of fell back in, but I'm hoping this is good because I'm pulling for old Buff.
Well, it's just hard to believe him. It's, I mean, he, not only just because it's like him, but then you give him the double action of being an addict because addicts are like the best liars in the history of humanity.
Right.
There's no, they got used car salesman beat to hear him back. You know, there's nothing an addict won't do, and they're really good liars.
I guess it just develops as your addiction grows.
Absolutely, 100%. So, yeah, I don't know. I hope Buff is you know, and I was never a huge Buff fan. I liked him pretty well. I liked him when he was Marcus Alexander. I certainly remember in the early part of his career.
I remember before that. You remember Global? And he was the handsome stranger.
I've seen it, but I don't remember it.
No, wore that damn mask and would hand out the roses to the girls.
That's funny. I saw him on that, the Gigolos TV show. He was on the Gigolos TV
show. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he was working or shooting on that situation.
And he's been to WrestleCade several times, but neither one of us
he's got a lot of stories to tell. And I'm
sure
for the guy, but you know, yeah, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he's got some dark. This will be like a real dark side of the ring.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like a real one.
This is going from foggy into the, into a little deeper darkness here.
Again, it's super weird for them to go through like Dark Side of the Ring when like the darkest shit ever in the history of wrestling is like being revealed to us on a regular basis.
In IRL.
Right? I mean, it's like, well, this is bad, but this thing over here is like so much worse. That's why
we shouldn't be calling this Dark Side of the Ring anymore.
Yeah, I mean, like Rock and Roll Buck Zumhoff, you would go, okay, well, now this is fucking, now you're
we're back to the dark. Yeah, this is back to dark.
Very, very awful, bad, not good. Let's recap Raw real quick. Rapper Travis Scott, wearing an old school Steve Austin DTA shirt, was shown arriving in the arena, embracing Jey Uso, Drew McIntyre, and Seth Rollins. You like what Drew's doing these days?
Heck yeah, man. I love Drew.
I think he's killing it right now. They go back and forth. McIntyre figured Rollins wanted to put him out of his misery right now, but he wouldn't do it because he wanted to beat him at WrestleMania instead. Rollins said McIntyre was upset because out of everything going on right now, McIntyre was the least of his worries. McIntyre didn't take the bait, and he went to the back instead. Damage control shown arriving at the arena. No Dominic now because he's on his honeymoon, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic marrying his... high school sweetheart, and high school for him was like last year. So
did you see the video of Drew, by the way? I think it might've been after the Raw from last week when he was leaving and the crowd was out, he was in his car and he was filming himself, like videoing himself on his phone. And he would show the crowd and he'd show himself, and the crowd would, you know, there was a pretty good sized crowd out by the fence that was out there, the chain link fence, and the crowd was, you know, yelling at him. They saw it was him because he would intentionally drove by them and rolled the window down and looked out, you know, looked through the window through the passenger side. They were on the passenger side of the car and they recognized him, and they're like yelling Drew, Drew, and he's like, yeah, and like waving like he's being all nice, and all of a sudden he stops and he cranks up the music and it's Living Color. And he's just waving. He's all smiling. I'm like, man, I love Drew McIntyre. So yeah.
Which Living Color track was it? Was it Glamour Boys or was it
Glamour Boys? I liked Glamour Boys. I liked what was the Ode to a Landlord or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Which Way to Your America? Fine song. Nothing wrong with that.
That's a good one.
WWE crowd congratulate themselves on reaching 100 million subscribers. I guess that's on YouTube. There was a good Chad Gable video focusing on tonight's gauntlet. Becky Lynch over Liv Morgan, 15 minutes and 27 seconds. Pretty good match.
Pretty good.
Rhea Ripley entered the ring to confront Lynch. Morgan had some words for Ripley as she left. The crowd chanted mommy as she congratulated Lynch on the win. Raw is War at the PNC Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina, coming up next.
NC State University.
There you go. State University,
right on campus.
See, Kim, that was another thing that Vince was into, was he would always, like, if it was in a small town, if it was Columbia, he would always say at the University of South Carolina. They would do shit like that all the time.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Yeah.
I guess it's back. Apparently. Ripley said Lynch kept getting into fights and leaving it all in the ring. We were getting close to WrestleMania, but Lynch kept fighting no matter what. Ripley knew Lynch wanted to prove she was still the best deep down, but she knew Ripley was better. Lynch said she planted the seed of doubt 2 weeks ago, yada, yada, yada. Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis, side by side. They announced that Damian Priest and Finn Balor would defend their tag titles in a six-pack ladder match at WrestleMania. Teams would have to qualify for the match over the coming weeks. Judgment Day in the back. They were not happy about this announcement. They left to find Pearce and Aldis. They showed a picture of The Rock, Bad Bunny, and naked John Cena at the Oscars last night. Travis Scott in the front row again. Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell defeating Ivy Nile and Maxine Dupree 2 minutes and 3 seconds. Are we still booing Maxine? Are we still upset about booing Maxine?
I don't know. I hope not. That was kind of lame, man.
That was 100% freaking overreaction by the talent on that one, dude.
It totally was, man. And she didn't even care. She was like, whatever.
It's like, golly. Balor Priest and JD McDonagh confronting Pearce and Aldis. Balor hated ladders and they hate this idea. Well, it's all about what you hate. Pearce, they would submit their legacy by winning, but Damian Priest said they've already proven they were the best. Priest wanted to know whose idea this was. Pearce and Aldis resisted, but Pearce admitted the idea came from R-Truth and The Miz. Cody Rhodes sit down interview with Michael Cole, where Michael Cole asks him, hey, how can you trust Seth Rollins? He goes, well, people change. I mean, a couple years ago, you were over there in a big plexiglass thing with a singlet from Syracuse University being a dick with your coal miners.
Huh.
Remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
That was some good-ass shit right there.
That was some A1 top-notch crap.
And then Cody cried talking about like he can't give the belt to his mother, so he can't give it to his father, so I have to give it to his mother. And then maybe not, or I give it to my wife. I always
and y'all remember, y'all, you know who she is, Brandi Rhodes. Here's the crowd.
Oh, Eden? Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. They were like, and my babyface hero is a weeping pussy. What is that?
He's going to whip Roman's ass.
Video package for Ricochet and JD McDonagh. Lynch and you gotta stop. That's another thing that's like wrong with modern wrestling is the babyfaces never come out and help each other, and the babyfaces cry all the time. What is this? Asuka and Kairi Sane defeating Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark to retain the Women's Tag Team Championship. It was a good match.
It was all right.
Andrade approaching Ripley in Judgment Day. I got to get your opinion on this. Ripley said Dominic Mysterio wasn't there tonight, but he did speak very highly of Andrade. First of all, did they used to run in the same circles? Did I miss something? Did they go to the same high school or something?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm not sure what are we doing. Ripley invited him to talk business. Latino roots
run deep, man.
Dom returned. Andrade was on board because he's all about business.
I don't. What is how? Help.
There was a video package for Shin. Did you? But wait, did you think the reaction so far for Andrade has been less than stellar?
Oh yeah,
by the WWE universe, for sure. Right?
Lukewarm at best.
I don't know if this helps or not. Damian Priest over R-Truth. R-Truth babyface is hard, loses. Somebody tell me, somebody have to go back in the WWE like record book. When is the last time that R-Truth won a match on television?
I don't know. Am I the bad guy here for saying this? But my tolerance level for the R-Truth character is sort of running thin here. I don't know. I like him. I think he's funny sometimes, but sometimes it's just like, I don't know. It's almost like I got to be in the mood for him.
It's good in spates. It's good in doses.
doses, small doses anymore.
They showed a picture of Logan Paul with KSI and Mr. Beast at UFC 299. That's the UFC 299 where Trump shook Dave Portnoy's hand.
Yeah.
Those of you that are fans of ball sack sports. What do you think about that Jake Paul against the Mike Tyson deal on Netflix?
I hope some guy
asked me, oh, I'm with you. Some guy asked me yesterday, some guy from Kid from Work goes, well, what caused Mike Tyson to get back into boxing? I went, he's broke. A lot of fucking money.
And it goes back a long
way. That's what motivated Mike Tyson to get back into boxing.
I don't think he would take a fall, do you?
Yes, I'm hoping he pounds the shit out of him too.
You don't think Tyson will take a fall?
Now that's an interesting thought. Because I gotta see now you got me going back to the app to see if they're doing bets on this thing. I also said to somebody, if you're betting on that match, you're addicted to betting. You go ahead and just call 1-800 help me God. They showed Rhea Ripley with Buddy Matthews at the event as well.
How about that?
Becky about Lynch that? Challenged Nia Jax to a last woman standing match next week because Nia Jax beat the shit out of Becky Lynch backstage. Well, it was really convincing as the backstage agents are getting Nia away from her. Hey!
Yeah.
Get away!
Stop! Stop that!
Really good. They didn't put their hands on her or anything. Gets out, announces it's him and his brother at WrestleMania. There's the Gunther video package. Muhammad Ali for this year's Hall of Fame. Next week in Raleigh at NC State University. Reynolds Coliseum. Becky Lynch against Nia Jax, last woman standing. New Day versus Otis and Akira Tozawa for WrestleMania 40. Ladder match qualifier. Also another qualifier. DIY against the Creed Brothers and R-Truth and The Miz versus Ida Shear? Do you know who that is?
The Miz versus Ida Shear? Who?
Do you know if they misspelled something? I've never heard of that in my life.
Ida Shear? Is it Ida Shear? Is that a TNA?
Is that the Indian guys?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, they just missed. An N on there. Uncle Dave's guy missed an N. They also plug
CM. Oh, wait a minute. Are they going to be at Reynolds Coliseum?
Punk's return to Chicago really? In 2 weeks and then the gauntlet match. We thought Ricochet had sent him in. I just said that because that really is on campus at NC State.
Yeah. I was going to say, okay, well, dang. I was being facetious, but that is on campus.
It is, yeah. No. One of those things, PNC Arena, not on campus, but it's right next to the football stadium. It's right next. That's there. There you go. With
that. Not on campus.
And do you know, I don't know. I think the Major League Baseball park that they want to build in order to woo a Major League Baseball team is supposed to be closer to downtown from what I've gathered so far. You know, Governor Cooper is like really hot and heavy on this thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Hurricanes are a nice little thing to point at. And I've always thought that, I don't know, you tell me, don't you think baseball and hockey fans kind of go hand in hand almost?
Interesting. That's an interesting thought. I would think the demographic would be pretty close now that you mention it.
But I hope that happens. I don't think it will. I think Nashville's sitting pretty hot and heavy right now.
Look for David Tepper to feel like he's not getting appreciated in Charlotte and try to move the Panthers up to Raleigh.
Oh, God. David Tepper.
David Tepper. The worst owner in professional sports. And I don't even know if there's a second place right now.
No, there's not. I can't even see second place from David Tepper.
I love how the rest of the country is finding out how awful David Tepper is as an owner. And I love how the rest of the country is finding out about the Republican nominee for governor, Mark Robinson, and how awful an asshole that he is. Those are the two things.
Now that is spreading like wildfire, buddy.
Cause you know, I've been like dogging you for well over a year. Like, oh, this motherfucker. And now he's made it to the finals. And now the rest of the country is
far
like,
away.
rest of the country is like, how did this guy do this? What?
I don't know, man.
He's all ours.
Yeah.
He's all ours. If you'd like to go ahead and give Josh Stein $5 while we're talking right now, because you're just so appalled that
wouldn't hurt.
Mark Robinson is a Holocaust denying, Hitler mitigating, transphobic hating, African American hating. And by the way, he is African American. You can't find a politician in the past 5 years that said more bad shit about black people than Mark Robinson. You can't. It just ain't possible, man.
I'm sorry. This dude is a horrible human being. Horrible human. He's horrible. Fucking worst. Bunch of photoplasm. He's horrible. He's
the worst. Awful. So, yeah. Any other closing thoughts on another award-winning episode of Katie Vick is Alive?
Yeah. How about Miro and CJ? Did you see that?
No. What's the latest on Miro and CJ?
They're kaput. They're gone. And apparently he's gone back to Bulgaria.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I hate that.
So, yeah.
Oh, I hate that. Maybe she's done. I think I'd like, if he's not there, I'd like to see her be done with the business. I really would.
I would too.
I'd like her to do like fitness modeling, or maybe she can do an Only. I mean, she can make a lot of money on OnlyFans. She'd be perfectly fine. If she talks to, hey, Mandy, how do I do this, this, this? Well, this is how you do it. And that's what they should do. I think.
Is she on OnlyFans now? Do you know?
Mandy's on.
CJ.
No, but she should be. If she was, I wonder why I'm not signed up. CJ Perry.
She might not be. She just seems like she
I don't think
be.
She is. Oh, no, this is October 18th of 2023. She reveals why she isn't on OnlyFans.
Oh, well, babe. Well, there you go.
If it was because of your husband, I have news.
She's probably signing it up right now.
She reveals she didn't go that route with her modeling career simply because her husband, Miro, was against it, jokingly saying he would divorce her. Well,
jokingly, huh?
That obstacle has now been removed. You are clear.
You have gone from running the hurdles to the 50-yard dash.
Oh, man. Miro has removed himself from the picture. I feel legitimately bad for them. I mean, I'm sad that this happened. I really am.
Yeah, I know.
Like I said, I hope she ends up.
I don't know what all the stuff was going on with him and AEW, but that was just the biggest flop in wrestling history almost.
Hey, would you, before you leave there, Miro, can you sign this NDA, please?
Get that out of my face.
I'm just telling you, I really feel like he's probably got some pretty good stories to tell about the bullshit. I don't know if it's like criminal or anything, but it's just like political bullshit. I bet he's got like, he could have one of those great shoot videos that would make you go, okay, now this all makes sense. I get it.
Especially right now when he's in a mood, you know?
Oh, it'd be great. All right. Bryant is available for your social media pleasure, your dining and dancing, if you will. He is on Instagram at Bryce Sports. He's on Twitter at Bryce Sports. Stanley Jackson 23 on the TikTok, which is soon to be outlawed.
All the music's gone. May as well.
When TikTok is outlawed, only outlaws will have TikTok. Okay.
I'm an outlaw.
I am at Real Britt Whitmire on Instagram and also on that other thing, Threads. That's what I'm talking about. We're growing it every day. We appreciate all your support. Till next time, fans, we'll see you ringside.
Fans, that'll do it for this week. See you next week. And until then, so long for now.